So we are officially kicking off our study on the Lord's Prayer. And like I said to our kids today, the first part of this prayer is Our Father in Heaven, or Our Father who art in heaven. And so as we look at this prayer, as we look at parts of our catechism, these are the teachings of our tradition, of our denomination, by Martin Luther. He wrote these little books so that our families could look at them at home, could gather more about what God, who God is and what God is up to in our lives. And so we are looking at now the Lord's Prayer. And so it's good to get some of this great teaching just before us so that we can be on the same page. Some of us have not looked at this in depth since our confirmation days, or maybe some of us never looked at it. And so today we will. So our Father in heaven, that is the beginning of this prayer. It is actually establishing who is it that is listening to us? Who is it that we are praying to? Who is it that we are coming before, laying out what we're feeling and how we're doing, who we entrust our prayers to? And so it tells us that we are in a relationship with our God, our Father. It's actually a very close relationship. It is, we can say, also God, our Creator, someone who knows us deeply, loves us dearly, and had a part in creating us as people, as God's children. And so we claim that relationship in this passage, our Father, someone who loves us dearly and who knows us so deeply. And then when we say, who art in heaven, that also gives us this other great and wonderful words and wisdom that our Father, our God, who is listening to us, who we are entrusting our prayers to, has power over heaven and earth. So it is not that they're just dissipating into the air, but that God is hearing them. God is treasuring them. God is looking upon us through loving eyes and is hearing what we have to say, what is on our hearts and on our minds. And God has the power to respond. To respond. So it's not just a one-way conversation, but that we have this great, wonderful relationship with a God who is powerful, who is active, and who responds to all of us. So that is how this begins. So when we look at this in the catechism, the small catechism, Martin Luther, our teacher in our faith, he also wrote a large catechism. And that is more for like teachers and preachers and people like that that will read that. And so I love it. But Martin Luther is quite a man. In the 1500s, he was very bold to speak plainly, and he was very passionate about his faith, and that comes through in his words. And so Luther says that we are praying to our Father, and that God treasures all of our prayers. He says, nor will he allow our prayers to be frustrated or lost, for if he did not intend to answer you, he would not have ordered you to pray and back it up with such a strict commandment. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. You are to come to me in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. And then Luther says, furthermore, we should be encouraged and drawn to pray because in addition to this commandment and this promise, God takes the initiative and puts into our mouths the very words we are to use. Thus, we see how sincerely he is concerned over our needs, and we shall never doubt that our prayer pleases him and will assuredly be heard. He treasures these. They will not be frustrated or lost. They will not be glossed over. They will not be in one ear and out the other, but he takes our prayers. God, our Father, takes our prayers and listens to them and holds them and responds to them. And it is important to say things out loud in prayer. I maintain that when you are holding your feelings or your emotions, or there are things that seem to hold you captive in your lives, maybe things you don't want to admit or things about yourself you may not like very much, but when you say them out loud, it reduces the power those things have over you. It lets the air out. When we say what we are going through, when we acknowledge our fear and our sadness, or maybe our anger or frustration or our brokenness, it lets out the power that we have been holding and been captive to in our lives. It's really important that we say out loud. And you can say things out loud to yourself in prayer, or you can express them through writing or texting or sighing or yawning. Those are outward expressions. According to WebMD, 96% of adults say that they have an internal dialogue. Okay, hold on. Ready for this one? And 25% say they talk to themselves out loud. All right, we're a family who talks to themselves out loud. Yep, me too. Me too. But by saying how you feel, what you're going through, what it is that you are keeping, whatever it is that's holding you captive, when you say it out loud, you are accepting that it is true, that it is present. You're noting the existence of these things in your lives. You're recognizing that they reside within you. And you're granting yourself the opportunity to truly process things, think them through, and hear them back. And again, our teacher Luther, in the 1500s, he wrote this where he says, "We have needs enough, but the trouble is that we do not feel or see them. God, therefore, wishes you to lament and express your needs and wants, not because he's unaware of them, but in order that you may kindle your heart to stronger and greater desires and spread your cloak wide to receive many things." When we lay out what it is that we are going through in our prayers, when we say them out loud, when we entrust them to our God, our Father, in heaven, then we lay them out, we air them out, and God then has the opportunity to come in. The Holy Spirit can begin working more fervently in us because we have laid out all that we are going through, and it gives us space then to hear how God might be responding to us, to see how God is acting in our lives, to feel that forgiveness that God gives us, to acknowledge that there's hope, to say all of these things and to receive the love and grace from our Father. We spread our cloaks wide to receive even greater things. And it changes us. We begin to be changed and transformed when God gives us what we need. There was a Mennonite chaplain, and he was visiting an elderly lady in one of his facilities. And he says, "My visit with an elderly woman was a pleasant one. We chatted about her life, her accomplishments, and her faith. She seemed an optimistic and well-adjusted woman who had learned to live her life gratefully. She consented to a prayer on her behalf, and in the prayer, I recounted some of the things she had accomplished in her life and thanked God for her faithfulness and commitment. And as I was about to leave," he says, "she grabbed my arm and she pulled me closer and she said, 'I need to talk more to you.' She said, 'I have something I need to confess.' And she proceeded to tell this man about some of the unresolved issues in her life that she said made her more than a little resentful. Her change of attitude took me aback. We spent a long time talking about things in totally different ways than we had before. Prayer brought humility and contrition to an otherwise normal visit, and the visit had become a God moment." We do just like this lady. We keep our feelings, we keep ourselves light and on the surface because we don't want to show the parts that are broken or frail. And yet, when he prayed, giving thanks for those things, somehow that opened up for her an opportunity to share deeper. When she said things out loud, then she could hear and see and feel God's presence there with her, with this chaplain. It opened her to possibilities. It opens us to opportunities and possibilities because we pray to our Father in heaven, who loves us dearly and has the power to respond. So this is the day, this is the time that you say it out loud. Amen.